Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're always working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is, of course, a education and mentoring program for real estate investors, everyone from beginners to advanced. We have people join that have never invested in real estate before, and people who already have 5,000 apartment units will join our group. They have one thing in common. They either want to build a second stream of income outside of their job or employment, or they already have one and they just want to increase it, just take it to the next level. What we're going to talk about today is something my son talked a lot about yesterday, but I want to get it out again from my point of view, because my point of view is going to be, of course, slightly different and bring up some different points. But what Trevor addressed yesterday was the history of stock investing, speculating in the stock market, whether you do it through stocks or through mutual funds, the S&P 500 or whatever. And it stems from, wow, I did not think this out because I was about to say something rude. The naive, you know, let me say the word I was going to say, the stupidity of being shocked at what the stock market is doing. That's a harsh word. Naive might be a more appropriate word, but I think it's a combination of four or five things. There's ignorance, just somebody didn't know that's what the stock market does. I don't know how you could not know that, but there are people who don't read, they don't study, they don't look at things, and they just blindly hand their money to a financial planner. So we could say that some people are ignorant. We're going to have to say, as harsh as it is, that some people are just stupid. It's sad, but that is the case. Some people are naive. The stock market would never crash on me. Not if I have money in the market. And those are really the only three that I think I'm going to address today. But let's talk about something that's going to seem like it's on a different subject, but by the time we finish, I think you'll see what I mean. A prison guard, female, in, good Lord, I don't even know where it was, helps this murderer escape prison. Assists him and helps him escape prison. A few hours later, they're found. A chase ensues. There's a car crash, and she blows her head off. And I was watching the news, and they go, the big question, why? No one knows why she did it. I know why. Are people that stupid? Are people that naive? Are people that perverted to not know it was sex? She did it for sex. And people are like, oh, I don't know why she did it. Now, she probably thought she was in love with the guy and hid behind that as the reason. But that's much like saying you married somebody you're not sexually attracted to. That would be, one, that would be dumb as a rock. And you'd be divorced very quickly. That marriage would never last. But why do people walk around when the obvious answer, the reality, is right in your freaking face? She did it for sex. And hid behind, oh, I love him. No, no, no. Sorry, babe. We know exactly why you did it. And it's okay, you're a human being. It was dumb as a rock. You broke the law. You destroyed your life. But do people not know that entire wars where tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have died, have been over sex? Are you that ignorant of history? She did it for sex. There's no question. Yet all the news, they're scared to say it. They're literally scared to say it. When we know, you know, now that I've said it, aren't you laughing and going, yeah, that was pretty obvious. People are delusional. Almost everybody. Actually, I'm going to take that back. Every one of us, including myself, is delusional in one way or another. I'm sitting here 30 pounds overweight. That is clinic obesity. For the last few years, I told myself I just needed to lose a couple pounds. I'm fine. I'm not overeating. Meanwhile, I'm getting up, eating breakfast, having a snack on the way to work, having a snack when I get to work, having lunch, having a snack in the afternoon, snack when I get home, dinner, and waking up at midnight and snacking. Gee, I don't know why I'm overweight. I'm delusional. I'm trying to get over it. Well, I'm actually over it. I guess because I just admitted it, that's how you get over it. But anyone who is shocked that their stocks are going down right now is flipping delusional. You're delusional. Wake up. That is what the stock market does. For 100 and I guess from, I think the statistics we were looking at started in 1915. So that's 107 years. The stock market has gone through this 18 times. If we release Charles Manson and he kills a couple people, some dummy is going to go, I'm shocked that he did that. Do you see how dumb that is? That's why the harsh word stupidity comes up. Now, some of you were naive. Some of you were just ignorant. But I think that's a small percentage. I think both of those, naive and didn't know that that's what the stock market does, is a very small percentage. The rest of us are just stupid. What did we expect? Why do you have your money in mutual funds? And even worse than that, you've got it in a 401k or IRA, which saves you no taxes unless you fail financially. So you've done two things horribly wrong. People, If you're in mutual funds and the stock market, you're lazy. And you know what you say to me? I don't want to deal with tenants, toilets, and taxes. That's because you're lazy. It's not because you don't want to deal with tenants, toilets, and taxes. It's because you're too lazy to do anything to make money except get up, go to work, do your job, come home. It takes more than that. And you are smart enough to do it even though you and I do stupid things. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com, that's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about ignorance, stupidity, delusion. I guess I should have used that one. And just being naive and how it can destroy every part of your life. Every part of your life. I mean, if you're delusional and you think you only have a few pounds to lose and you don't realize that you're clinically obese at 30 pounds overweight, morbidly obese at 50 pounds overweight, you can hide behind, whoa, I didn't know that. You better read about your fitness. Read about relationships. Read about making money. Don't try to figure it out on your own. That is a huge waste of your life. Read. Go to seminars. Study it. Go to movies. There's movies on this stuff. Learn it. Got an email from a listener. I'll leave his name blank because he's addressing the sex issue. He goes, if it was sex, she should have just hired a gigolo instead of risking her life. Quite a good point. But have you never seen a woman that you just had to have? Tell the truth. You have. And there's no substitute for her. You can't just say, oh, there's perfection, but I'll go over here with second best. No, you become almost obsessed. And some people become completely obsessed and end up doing horrible things. So, very funny comment, so I appreciate it. If you're shocked by what the stock market is doing, you're delusional. It's just, there's no other way to put it. There's no nice way to put it, because I'm shocked that you're shocked. But I've got a legitimate excuse to be shocked. If you're shocked at what the stock market is doing right now, that's crazy. It's literally crazy. So if you've also got your IRA and your 401k, and in those things you have your money in the stock market, that is two kicks to the groin, two baseball bats to the forehead financially for you and your family. Remember, do IRAs and 401ks save you taxes if you retire successfully? No. They only save you money if you fail financially and retire with no income. So, remember this rule: actions speak louder than words. Is your goal to retire with low income? All of you are saying no, I hope. But your actions say yes. You have your money in an IRA or 401k. You had to have assumed that you were going to retire with low income to have put your money in those vehicles. You had to have. Or you just didn't understand it, that that was how they worked. Let me give you the sales pitch for an IRA or 401k. I'm a financial planner, pretend I'm not. Here's what they say to you. Man, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you're terrible with money. The only way you make money is through a job. You don't know what you're doing. So when you quit that job, you're going to have no income. So why don't you put your money in an IRA and 401k so that when you retire and have no income, you'll be in a low tax bracket. How many of you think that's a good idea? It's not. You don't want to be in a low tax bracket when you retire. You want to be in a high tax bracket. And a high tax bracket, bottom line, is you need to raise your expectations for your retirement. You need to, how do you put it? You have to raise your expectations, but there's another word I'm looking for because I got an email here that's disturbing. And it's from somebody who listens to the show a lot. I just realized he doesn't like my show, doesn't agree with what we talk about at all, but he's always emailing me. What in the world is the purpose of that? He says, we're not stupid. We enjoy not having to deal with the tenants, toilets, and taxes. Yeah, that's why you make such a low rate of return. See, he says it even. I'd rather sit at Starbucks jamming out on YouTube music while watching CNBC. Okay. So you've just admitted you're lazy. It feels like a sporting, that instead of boring real estate. Rob, you don't know how to do it. And you even admit you don't know how to do it because it took you 2 months to wait for title to close on a wholesale deal. You don't know what you're doing. You're telling me that buying an apartment complex, rehabbing it, turning into something perfect, taking it from 50% occupancy to 90% occupancy, changing families' lives, having little old ladies come out to you and hug you and kiss you because now their kids can play outside because you got rid of all the boring. You got rid of all the thugs, drug dealers, prostitutes. You think your life is exciting? You think that watching CNBC is like a sporting competition? Get off your rear end and go do something. That, I am shocked that you keep listening to this show and keep emailing me. No, real estate is so much more exciting than the stock market unless you are a gambler. And you get off on gambling. Rob, do you go to Vegas and gamble? I would gamble you do. Do you like to play those little machines in bars? I would gamble you do. To you, that's a thrill. To me, when I look at people doing that, all I can think of is loser. Because that's what gamblers are. Losers. So, yeah, sorry if that comes across harsh, Rob, but yeah, you admit you don't know what you're doing in the first sentence, and then you call real estate boring? You come with me on a ride sometime, bro. when we kick out a few drug dealers, evict a couple of hookers, you think what you do is exciting? You just don't know. Anyway, plus, let's go ahead and take the tenants, toilets, and taxes out of it. If you got money in an IRA or 401k, you can invest passively. You don't have to deal with the tenants, toilets, and taxes. That's what I do. I don't deal with tenants, toilets, and taxes. But let's take the example. Will real estate follow suit and crash along with the stock market? Most probably. Do I care? No. Why? Because let's say I'm making 80 grand a month in cash flow. When the market crashes, what happens to that 80 grand? It's still 80 grand. If that's boring to you, I think that you're missing the point. Go back to 2007 and 8, market crashed, real estate market crashed. I probably lost $100 million of value in my real estate. Did I care? No. I guess you could say that's boring. I didn't care. Did not care because the cash flow kept coming in. Again, it comes down to not really caring how much you make because there's no comparison to the stock market. Nobody on earth that is a real estate investor and a stock investor would ever say they're equal. Now, a lot of stock people who don't understand real estate and they think the way real estate works is you buy it and wait for it to go up in value because they're speculators, they're not investors. They would say, yeah, stock market does 7.5%, real estate does 3% on appreciation. That's only one of the four ways that real estate is making you money. They don't understand real estate. They're not qualified to speak to it. So there's my challenge. I mean, I can set up a time and we can hop in the car, go to one of the rehab properties and, oh, boring. Bring your gun, Rob. We'll see how boring it is. Okay, let's open the phone lines. If you got a question for me, give me a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thanks for listening.
Financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I want to make sure that I appreciate all my listeners, including Rob. Rob's great. I just love the fact that the guy has figured out a way to sit at Starbucks. That's the thing he wants to do with his life. He figured out a way to do it. You got to give him accolades for that. But I think most people want to do more with their lives, and real estate is that vehicle. Now, when I talk about tenants, toilets, and taxes, you got to understand that's like the first, let's say you're starting from scratch. You only got like 50 grand to start with, or you got less like I did where I had nothing. you only do the active part for 3-4 years. Then you move to passive and you do nothing. Some of you, if you've got 50 grand or more, can go directly to passive investing. And that money can be in your IRA or 401k in most circumstances. And you can invest it in real estate without tax or penalty when you invest it. Now, when you take it out 20 years from now or whenever, then you pay the taxes on it, just like you do with a regular IRA or 401k. Just a self-directed IRA allows you to invest it in something where you don't have to worry about the ups and downs of the stock market and a low 7% rate of return, which is, as Trevor explained yesterday, if you go back over the 107 years, that's the average, 7%. None of you should get, if you're going to keep your money in the stock market, don't get upset when it goes up and down. Just leave your money where it is. It's going to give you 7%. Because remember, the stock market is not there to build wealth. Never was designed for that. It is there to keep up with inflation. And it does an exemplary job of that. 7% every year for 107 years. That's keeping up with inflation. It's excellent at that. But if you want more out of life, you have to do more. There's no such thing as something for nothing. You have to do more. And that's where real estate falls in to your life. So if you're starting off from scratch, yeah, you're going to have to deal with tenants, toilets, and taxes for 3 or 4 years. But do you know that when I had, let's just go to 20, because I don't know, I didn't spend any time when I was up at 100 units because someone else was running them. Different groups, different managers. But let's go back just to 2007, 8, 9. I had about 20 rent houses. Do you realize that was maybe 2 phone calls a month? I'm not even sure it was 2 phone calls a month, but let's just be conservative. That's $8,000 a month profit to take 2 phone calls a month. How many of you would take 2 tenant calls a month for $8,000? Extra $8,000. I'm pretty sure most of you would. Oops. I'm sorry, got an email here now. Give me 1 second. It's downloading, but it's not showing me the... Okay, there it is. All right, this is from Kyle. He's trying to break away from Dave Ramsey, who thinks that all debt is bad. First off, I like Dave Ramsey, but I understand why you're trying to move from that. Okay. You've gotten yourself to zero. You're out of debt. That's good. See, that's what Dave Ramsey is phenomenal at, is helping people get control of their lives and get out of debt. But where are you when you get out of debt? You're broke. You got to zero. You don't have any debt, but you don't have a lot of money. Then you've got to leave Dave Ramsey because his techniques for building wealth are extremely ineffective. So he is looking to buy property, to fix up and lease. Perfect. He even mentions, I don't want turnkey property. Okay. Oh, this is a question about reserves. Okay, Kyle, I get it. Sorry it took me so long. You know, Kyle, I always like to have about $6,000 per house in reserves. Now, does that have to be cash? No. I used credit cards at the beginning. So I had about, because I was a nut, I had about $60,000 worth of credit cards. And about $30,000 of it was used when I first started. I was $30,000 in debt. Then through wholesaling, I was able to pay off that $30,000 debt and get to zero. But I had still had the $60,000 worth of credit cards. So I was able to buy my first 10 houses without having any actual cash reserves. I would have used my credit card if something had happened. But Kyle, if you do what we talk about, and you said it in your email very wisely, rehab them up front. You know, any system, dishwasher, AC, hot water heater, any system that doesn't have 5 years left on its life expectancy, replace it the day you buy it, roof included. If that thing doesn't have 5 years left on its life, replace it, but it's not leaking. Replace it. Everything needs to be perfect on the house the day you buy it, or within a month, because it takes about a month to rehab them. Make it perfect so you have no maintenance costs. You have no surprises. I can honestly say that I never used my credit card to do a repair on a house, even though that was my reserve. And I never went above $60,000 reserve. So I like to have about $6,000 per house, but I'm not going to keep more than $60,000. And it can be done with a credit line or credit cards, whatever. Or you could do it with cash. In your situation, where you're just now starting to be able to save up money, I would use credit cards. Keep those credit cards in reserve. Don't use them for anything else except emergencies on your rental properties. And you should be fine. You've taken a course. That's excellent. He brings up the idea that he would like to have someone to ask questions of to make sure he's doing the right thing. Kyle, that is what we do at Total Wealth Academy. So for $500 for 2 years, you get unlimited question and answer with the coaches. We'll take you step by step by step through your deals. And anytime you have a question, Kyle, you just pick up the phone, call, or fire an email to your coach. I do believe, you know, I'll mention it, it's Carlton Sheets. I do believe that if you've taken Carlton Sheets' course, all of it, and it's extensive, if you've taken all of his course, says, and you combine it with our coaching, I think you'll be unstoppable. Plus, that $500 includes an all-day class with me where I will reinforce a lot of the stuff you've already learned and teach you a few new things. Yeah, love to have you as a member. And again, this is a well-written email. You've put a lot of good thought into this. Your ideas are all sound. You're probably going to use Fannie Mae loans instead of FHA. That's the only difference I see here. You won't have PMI, private mortgage insurance. You won't need it. Yeah, you're rocking, Kyle. Thanks a lot for the email. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, I do have a couple more emails here, but we got to go to break. I will get to these the moment we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You know, I want to go back to Rob for a second. If he's still listening, I want to be very careful how I said something. I didn't say people were stupid for having money in the stock market. I said they were stupid for not understanding that it goes up and down. No, let's say you've got 100,000 shares of Exxon. You're doing all right for yourself. And I think Exxon does dividends, so you got some cash flow. I got no problem with that. What I'm talking about is the poor average person. I don't mean financially poor. I mean like sad. That goes out there and thinks that that's a vehicle to get rich when it's not. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, if you are really good at the stock market and you have millions of shares, I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking to starter-ups who are, you know, they have a couple million bucks or less. Let's say 10 million or less. That's not a good place to have your money. You could literally make anywhere from 3 to 5 times as much rate of return by just doing a little more work, and it is very little work if you know what you're doing. 3 to 5 times the rate of return, and 3 would be minimum. There's no deal I've ever done where I made less than a 20% rate of return. And again, the average for the stock market is right around 7. Okay, let's go to the next email question. My email is going slow, so bear with me, please. It's not filling in the field. It's filling in the subject line, but it takes a second to fill in the body of the email. Here's one that is open. This is Slade, very cool name. Oh, I can't give his last name, sorry. I hope I'm saying that right. Slade, very cool name. Wholesaling course. Has anyone completed the Astro Flipping course by Jamil Domji? Wonder if it's worth... I don't, you know, I'm Googling Jamil Domji. I don't know who he is, but I've taken dozens of courses, Slade. I learned something from every single one of them that was more valuable than the cost. And I've taken $30,000 courses before. I've never taken a course that didn't pay for itself. So my opinion, unless, you know, I don't think that a course on wholesaling should be more than $500. Why do I say that? Because I teach wholesaling in my $500 program. Wholesaling is just very, very simple. It's so easy that I can teach it in under 2 hours, and those people can go out and make money doing it. 2 hours of that all-day course. So be careful of somebody saying, you need to spend 2 days with me. They're just going to do case study after case study after case study after case study after case study, all that are slightly different. Most of those slight differences are just common sense. You only need to know the basics. So, again, got nothing against the course as long as it's not more than $500. I guarantee you'll learn something of value that will speed you up. Let me see if there's any other question. Yeah, couldn't tell you if it's worth the investment because you didn't share with me how much it is. So, yeah, just if it's more than $500, come see me. I'll teach you how to do the same thing. Plus, I'll teach you how to transition from wholesaling into wealth building with rental properties. All right, email is open to you. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Maria, Maria's literally given me a list of four qualified people that she has for her rent property, which is common these days to have four people want to apply for a rent property. You got a doctor, an engineer, a police officer, another engineer. And they're all qualified. Perfect credit scores on all four of them. I can't believe you got all this information. I've never taken more than two applications at the same time. Maria, this is a heads you win, tails you win, lands on its side you win situation. In my opinion, the safest thing to do would be to go with the first person that applied. And if they back out, go with the second and third, because they're all equally qualified. You don't want to choose one, especially do something illegal, like because of their race or their religion or some other protected class. You want to go in order. They're all qualified. You did a fantastic job of screening them. I do want to remind you, make sure you talk to two landlords, two of their previous landlords, not just one. I can't tell whether you did or didn't. Just make sure you talk to two. Remember, the present landlord may lie to you to get rid of a bad tenant, but a previous landlord won't lie. He'll tell you, man, that person destroyed my property. I was so happy to get rid of him. Make sure you talk to two. You know, you've run your credit and criminal reports on everybody. You've verified income. Yeah, that's the only tip I could give you. Two tips. Don't take any chances of getting sued. The first one who applied, since all four of them are qualified, the first one who applied should get it. And make sure you talk to two landlords, not just one. All right. Good luck, Maria, and congratulations. All right. Let's go to the next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me any time of the day, any day of the week, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this is from Cole, and this is a question. Which is basically, is this a good strategy? What Cole is doing is he's keeping everything in writing, any communication between him and a tenant he makes notes of. Be clear and always enforce every rule. Yes, you have to do that. Remember, that lease is bilateral. You have to honor your parts and your rules. They have to honor their parts. Yeah, keep in contact, absolutely, no less than two times a year. Plus, whenever you speak to them about a maintenance issue. And again, keeping records of all interactions. Yeah, that's all perfect. I can't think of anything additional you need to do if that's what you're asking. This is a very good system, Cole. You should be proud of yourself. I certainly am. You're working hard. I'd love to know how many units you own, because this is so professional. It looks like you own 15, 20 units and you have a lot of experience to understand all of these points you're making. I'm not reading every one because it's a rather long email. But yeah, Cole, you're rocking it. Keep up the good work. Okay. See if we got time for one more. This is for multifamily. Let's see, Kevin Miller. Okay, Kevin is raising capital, and he's asking for secrets of $1 million pitch deck. And if you don't know what a pitch deck is, it's usually a PowerPoint. You know, Kevin, I think that my personal strategy is I don't over brag about myself in the pitch deck. And I do it at the end. I see people doing pitch decks, and the first 10 slides are bragging about themselves and why you should invest with me type stuff. I think you should start with the meat. Go straight into the deal. Show them the internal rate of return. Show them the equity multiplier. Show them the cash on cash rate of return, the preferred rate, whatever's going on in the deal. Show them the property. Show them the P&L. Get through the numbers. Then humbly say, look, I'd like to take 5 slides and explain my sales pitch for why I think you should invest with me. And then hit your points for your past credibility, your success rate, other deals you've completed, and so on. That's the only, because you can't really goof up a pitch deck unless you put things that have nothing to do with the deal in there, which nobody would do. I just do it in reverse order from what everybody else does. Okay, good luck, Kevin. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.